This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The curious world of abortion advocates has gotten more curious in recent days, particularly in Texas. Wendy Davis is a pro-abortion state senator leading the charge to keep abortions legal up to the day of birth. Not only did she graduate top of her class from Texas Christian, she did so as a single mom who embraced the pro-life ethic and succeeded in graduating from Harvard Law School. Activists are also protesting a bill in the Texas legislature seeking to use child pain as a restriction to abortion and to hold abortion facilities accountable to health and safety laws. And protesters there include adults paid to protest and ostensibly pro-abortion children, at least as young as preschoolers. This is Life News Radio. We are sold the idea that contraception reduces STDs, reduces pregnancies, makes this kind of personal intimacy responsible. Here's the reality check. Contraception has always been about controlling the population of certain people groups. The presumption of safety or responsibility imposes obligations on women to perform. Contraception fails. Abortions follow. Don't buy the lies. Stay informed. In other news, another study now shows a six-fold increase in breast cancer risk among women with histories of induced abortion. Another new undercover video shows New Mexico abortionists telling exactly how they abandon women to face abortion alone. And governors in Ohio and New Jersey are denying taxpayer funding to the Planned Parenthood abortion business. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has, for the fifth time, vetoed taxpayer funding for Planned Parenthood. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.